This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want to discuss tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Ooh, we got some microphone issues there, and I don't know what is causing that problem. Hopefully it will not stick with us throughout the entire show. So, Daryl, is it over? Is it finally over?
Possibly, maybe.
And what I'm talking about, of course, is the United States presidential election.
Yes.
Today was supposed to be the, and is, the Electors Day, where
yes.
The various different electors in each states, or each of the states,
plus
vote.
The District of Criminals.
Yeah, right. They gather together, and over some time frame during the day, they will cast votes for the people
yes.
that they're supposed to be voting for.
Correct.
But in some cases, don't have to.
Correct. And there were actually a handful, actually a little more than a handful, of so-called faithless electors today. There were another two electors that attempted to be faithless, but wound up not being.
Okay.
So in Maine, there was one of the electors that initially cast his ballot for Bernie Sanders. He was then told that that was an invalid vote and he needed to vote again and vote for Hillary Clinton to vote properly. In Minnesota, there was an elector, Muhammad Abdurrahman, who cast his ballot for Bernie Sanders, and in accordance with Minnesota state law, he was deemed to have resigned his position as an elector and was then replaced by an alternate. So two people attempted to vote for Bernie Sanders, cast their electoral votes for Bernie. Neither one was successful. However, Colin Powell did get three votes in Washington State.
Wow.
Someone
by Democrats.
By Democrats. Faith Spotted Eagle got an electoral vote in Washington.
All right.
The remainder of Washington's electoral votes all cast their ballots for Hillary. And in Texas, one elector cast his ballot for former congressman and former Libertarian Party presidential candidate Ron Paul.
Hey, it only took, a long time, what, since 1988?
28 years.
For Ron Paul to get.
And that makes him the second Libertarian presidential candidate to ever receive an electoral vote.
Not in the same election, though. I mean, the previous Libertarian candidate
correct.
That received electoral vote, was that the vice presidential or the president? Was it
1972.
Back in the 70s?
1972, yeah. The first time the Libertarians were on the ballot.
Didn't they have a female vice presidential candidate
yes.
back then?
Yes.
Okay.
Tony Nathan was the VP. John Hospers was the presidential candidate.
Right.
Roger McBride was the faithless elector from Virginia, who was then the Libertarian Party's nominee in 1976.
Huh. All right.
Yes. But, yeah, I realize, it's not the same election, but still, the second time ever that someone who at one point was a Libertarian presidential
right.
candidate received an electoral vote.
It still counts. It's like if somebody, if you do work for somebody and they don't pay you, and then 28 years later you get a check in the mail because somehow you have the same address.
I agree. I mean, he definitely
you still made that money.
He definitely is still the same Ron Paul. I mean,
yes.
he still has the same principles that he did back then. So.
And John Kasich received a vote from Texas.
All right.
So right now, the...
Are all the numbers in? I mean, is it all done? Are we waiting on Alaska and Hawaii?
Still waiting on Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay.
And possibly a couple of the West Coast states.
Okay.
But all of the states that were supposed to have voted for Donald Trump have voted.
They did.
So Trump has 304 electoral votes.
He needed 270.
He needed 270. He was projected to get 306.
So is this normal at all? And I have no idea. Like, is this normal for, there to be a handful of...
No. There's generally, if there's going to be someone, it's been one. But, again, it's not the norm that somebody winds up breaking ranks.
Okay.
All right, now what?
So now it goes to Congress for the official counting of the votes. And that happens after the new Congress gets sworn in.
Which happens when?
They get sworn in January 3rd, which is why our governor is resigning from her governorship on January 2nd,
huh,
so that she can get sworn in at the same time as everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, if she served out the last 3 days of her term, then she would get sworn in late and then, you know, lose whatever seniority she would have had.
What, okay, so does that mean the state of New Hampshire will have no governor for 3 whole days?
There's going to be an acting governor, the president of the Senate.
They don't just not have a government officially in, you know that.
Well, sometimes they shut down the government. I mean, every now and then.
I mean, sometimes they pretend to, and right, encourage it. I actually, the last time they threatened to do that, I started a whitehouse.gov petition, because you can start one on anything, to actually
keep
go through with
way.
The shutdown, to just, like, test it, and, you know, things are bad, so just, you know, see if this works.
I think it'd be great.
There are some positions that they will leave vacant, but governor is not one. They will always have, you know, somebody either as governor or acting governor. So now, this comes from Vice. They say when a joint session of Congress reads the results of the Electoral College in early January, at least one senator and one member of the House can file an official objection in writing that an electoral vote was not, quote-unquote, regularly given. This has never been done before, but Congress does have the ability to do this. Congress must then suspend counting the electoral votes, and each chamber will debate the objection separately for up to 2 hours. If one chamber sustains the objection and the other rejects it, then the governor of that state would then wind up having sole discretion to appoint that state's electoral votes to the candidate of his choice. Meaning that if someone in the House or Senate objected to, say, Ohio's votes,
Someone who's not necessarily the Ohio representative or
anyone
senator. Okay.
Could object. But that would then give John Kasich the power to award all of Hillary's votes to Donald Trump or someone else.
Uh-huh.
If both the Senate and the House vote to accept the objection, then the dispute of the electoral votes are not counted at all. Republicans currently have majorities in both chambers of Congress, so it's unlikely that they would sustain any objection. More likely,
there's somebody out there who believes to the very last fiber core of their being that this is going to happen, that some last-minute, you know, method is going to save this election for Hillary. There's some desperate person out there who's repeating this
a
mantra.
It's already... The electoral thing was kind of crazy, but at least it was physically or mathematically possible. It's over now.
No, Melanie, it's not over until... Well, it's over. Come on, it's over.
It's basically over, but, you know, it's a formality.
Well, but Congress has no discretion here. Congress can only say there was something improper. They can't just say, well, I'm voting against it because I feel like it.
Yeah, and what was improper about it?
They could say it was improper, but they don't have to, you know, like, define that before a judge and convince people beyond a reasonable doubt. So if enough members of Congress decide, yeah, let's throw out all of the Texas votes.
Don't we have a red Congress, though?
We do, but if for some reason, you know, Trump ticks them off between now and January 7th or whatever day it is, I'm saying, you know, it's probably not going to happen. But, you know, there's always the possibility.
Well, but it's not a possibility. The electoral voting against the popular voting was a possibility. This is just not.
It's kind of like in the movie Dumb and Dumber where Lloyd asked the chick, so what do you say the chances are? And she's like, about 1 in 1,000,000. So you're saying there's
a
chance.
Oh, that was a dumb stat to quote. That's pretty high odds. I mean... one in a million. Like.
But still, he's like, you're saying there's a chance. Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is anybody out there still holding hope that the election results will somehow change? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. What is digital heroin? We'll find out coming up.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's finally over, or at least darn close to it. The election with the electors, the Electoral College, as it's called, meeting today.
Yes.
Pretty much the results are in from across the United States. And you can join us here if you want to comment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, healthcare, it's a problem in the U.S. The government's trying to shove the insurance system down your throat. But what if you want to do something differently? Well, there is an option. It's a free market healthcare company called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want that gets you access to any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Learn more at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So it's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio tonight. Daryl, you were explaining to us some convoluted thing I've never heard of before in my life, which doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just,
oh, it's, you know, convoluted.
People don't talk about this stuff until now because some people are desperate for some last-ditch attempt to save the United States from Donald Trump, and they're hoping that, I don't even know how to summarize what you just said. Something about
the
state rep or a U.S. rep or senator can object.
So the electors count the electoral votes.
You mean the senators count?
The Congress.
Congress.
Count the electoral votes in early January. And then they basically vote on whether or not to accept the results. And someone can object and say that some of these votes weren't properly cast.
Which you say has never happened before.
There have been two objections since 1877, which is when Congress gave themselves the right to object to electoral votes. In both cases, 1969 and 2005, Congress dismissed the objections and counted the electoral votes as they were cast and presented to them. Ohio State law professor Edward Foley says it's the most convoluted law, and Congress knew that at the time that they wrote it.
Okay.
But
I'm glad
there
I'm not the only one who feels that way.
Compromise.
I mean, there's a lot of competition for that status, though. It's the most convoluted law, like, of all laws.
No, definitely not the most.
Well, this according to...
I don't think you can go grant yourself that title.
This according to a law professor at The Ohio State University, so, you know...
He's a professor.
He's a professor, and he's professing that this is the most convoluted.
Okay.
But anyway, what would happen, and they say here that, you know, the only thing that really could happen was to deny Trump the Electoral College majority, which would then throw the election to the U.S. House of Representatives, and the House would then pick from the top three electoral vote-getters. Right now, the candidate in third place is former Secretary of State Colin Powell.
Which would also be a terrible president. But nonetheless.
Would be.
Yeah.
But, you know,
of those three options.
But it's a Republican that
I'd rather have
is, you know, liked a little bit more than Donald Trump is.
I got to say, Trump's going to be entertaining. And, you know, just for the sake of good talk radio, I'd rather have Donald Trump.
Okay, but kind of horrible. Ian, like,
we're picking between horrors.
Right,
okay?
You're picking yours based on entertainment value.
If you're going to be late horrified, night, you might as well have fun with it.
Late night television is going to be hilarious for the next 4 to 8 years.
Well, right, and there's a difference between saying, like, well, this is the best thing we're going to get out of it, versus I hope he wins and does horrible things to people because it'll help my show. Like, well, those are two different things.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say I hope he does horrible things
to
people.
You would pick him just for the content.
I didn't say I would pick him. I just said that
he's
I prefer it be Trump.
Between the three people of Hillary, Colin Powell, and Donald Trump, Ian is saying that Donald Trump would provide for more entertainment.
I think he may be the lesser of the evils.
I think that that's true, but that's not a good reason to pick, you know, which virus you would like.
Look, I'm not saying I picked. I picked Daryl W. Perry when I voted this year. So, you know, my hands are clean. I'm just saying, if you've got to pick between those three horrors, there's one of them that seems to be less horrible than the others. I mean, to Trump's credit, he did say, you know, a new era of peace is something that he's
And he also
for.
Said, I would bomb the something I can't say on the radio out of them. So.
And he apparently came out today in support of safe zones in Syria, which is just another word for a no-fly zone.
Well, apparently there wasn't a safe zone for a certain Russian ambassador to Turkey. I don't know if you heard about that. But
I did.
This guy got popped while he was giving a speech by a security man, like a police officer who assassinated him. That's in the news today. But, yeah, I mean, look, Trump is, at the very least, the word peace came out of his mouth. I don't know if you get that from someone who's like Colin Powell. Who
George Bush also talked about how horrible nation-building was. And was the first damn thing he did?
I don't believe the guy. I mean, he's probably lying just like every other politician. But he's at least a little bit different.
of the two people, and I don't really know anything about Colin Powell, but of the two, I think he's less worse, but that's not
of
really...
Of him and Trump, you mean? Or of Colin
of
Powell
Trump
and Hillary?
And Hillary.
Okay.
She said she doesn't know much about Colin Powell.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's Colin Powell. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I think that he's the less worse, but that's not really much of a standing.
Yeah, that's
You're slightly less worse than Hillary Rodham Clinton. Like, that's your status.
It's almost like the episode of Mythbusters where they were testing the myth of being able to polish a poo, and they were comparing different types.
That's not even a myth. That's just a metaphor.
No.
Yeah.
You're actually able to polish a poo. There's some Japanese technique to where you can polish a mud ball. And so they learned this technique, and they tested different types of poo, and there were some poo
that is
polished
absolutely
better.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting, but that's the difference between Hillary and Donald, is one of them is a poo that will polish a little bit better.
Okay. Wow.
It still stinks and smells like poo, but it's got a little bit more of a shine on it.
This whole United States thing can't be over soon enough. I mean, we can really hope that Donald Trump will be the last president that the United States ever has. I mean, maybe things will come to a close in some way. The state will fail ultimately. Maybe the money system will go insane. We'll have crazy inflation like Venezuela. I mean, who knows? Anything can happen in 4 years. And they didn't see the end of the Soviet Union coming either. So
right, but it's not like
end.
There's no government there now. They still have a government, so the government.
You mean
didn't
in the
really
former
fail.
Soviet states?
Yes,
they have several governments.
Okay, but there is no anarchy.
No,
or
I didn't say there'd be anarchy.
He didn't say statelessness. He said the dissolution of the United States of America.
Yeah, I don't care.
Why is one government better than? I mean,
smaller governments are better. Look, the New Hampshire government is a better government. I'm sorry, governments suck.
Okay,
I'm against
so you're
governments.
Saying that the feds would be gone, but the states would still be here.
I don't know what the states would do. Some of them might join up in some republic or whatever, but, you know, at the very least, we wouldn't have the federal government. That's all I'm saying. Let's just forget about this federal government idea. You can share your thoughts with us, though. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whatever happens, it's definitely going to be entertaining and interesting, more so than normal.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Will you be sleeping on a MyPillow tonight? If not, why not? Well, if you a little disappointed with how you've been sleeping recently, then maybe you should check out MyPillow. Rather than replacing an entire mattress, which could cost, you know, $1,000 or more in some cases, why not replace the pillow? Try that out first. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Daryl and I, we've been using MyPillow for several months here on Behind the Scenes on Free Talk Live. And you can get one of your own with code FTL. You'll get one at half price. Or you can get two for the price of one. It is up to you over at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them, and they will send you your money back. The pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. So if you do decide to keep it, you know they're standing behind their product with an excellent warranty. Plus, it's washable. So you can actually wash it in your washer, dry it in the dryer, and it is designed for that. MyPillow.com. with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so, I mean, are we pretty much done with this Electoral College story? I think we've
hammered this out. Oh, we're done with the story, but it's okay. Not over until it's over.
And it is over,
it's
so.
It's pretty much over. I mean, the odds that anything is going to happen, the odds that anything would have changed today were minuscule.
Oh, I know it.
The odds that something will change between now and Inauguration Day are 100 times more minuscule, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
All right. So if you still have your hopes up,
there are people that still have their hopes up.
If you're one of those people,
there are people who still think the Earth is flat, but that doesn't make it a defensible or like position that we should even entertain. So.
Well, we have entertained them more than once. They call in sometimes.
I would much rather entertain the flat earthers than the whole concept of Colin Powell got 3 votes. This is a sign that Donald Trump's going to wind up losing the election because it's going to get thrown to the House, and then all the Republicans are going to vote for Colin Powell, and we'll have Colin Powell.
I think there would be tremendous unrest if the representatives, the senators, were to actually somehow change the results of the election. I think that people will be pretty pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think rightfully so. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can share your thoughts here on anything that you want. I did mention the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey. It happened at an art gallery. His name, Andrei Karlov, was fatally shot by a gunman in a suit who shouted about Aleppo, Syria, and yelled Allahu Akbar during the attack. I've actually gotten a message from Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, and he points out that the assassin recites the Shahada with a single finger raised. He wasn't stating a religious motivation. He was performing a last rite on himself in the knowledge that he was about to die. Who is it? Gunman is Turkish police officer, or was, because he did get shot to death, Mert Alintas. Video of the shooting shows Karlov giving his speech in the capital city of Ankara when gunfire erupts. Karlov reacts to being shot and then falls to the ground. The camera then switches to the accused attacker, Mert Alintas, who can then be seen firing into the air and yelling. And the folks over at Heavy.com actually provide the video footage. It was an AP photographer who was there recording what he thought was going to be a normal routine speech. In fact, there's a short piece written by the AP photographer just sort of about how bewildering and shocking this was to witness. You know, it was just at this art gallery giving a speech, and then one of the security agents who was standing behind him and to the right pulls out a gun and just shoots him to death in the back.
Wow.
So this is what it sounded like.
How many gunshots was that?
Several. He's pointing the gun at the audience. Points it down. Points it back up.
And then, did you have the translation of what he's saying?
I do have that translation. He was apparently shot shortly after that in what was alleged to be a 15-minute-long gun battle with the police. So, here's what he said. According to Will Coley from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org, I believe, he, again, performs a last rite on himself, recited the last rite, gave a speech about Russia bombing Aleppo. Then the Turkish security forces filled him full of bullet holes. Quote, remember Syria, remember Aleppo. We die in Aleppo, you die here, meaning the Russian in that case. Quote, as long as our brothers are not safe, none of you, the guilties, should be safe. Only death can take me away from here. That's what he was screaming after shooting the Russian bureaucrat in the back.
And death took him away shortly thereafter.
It did indeed, and so Russian officials did confirm that Karlov was killed in the attack. He was speaking at the opening of a photo exhibit called Russia as Seen by Turks. And there's your story. I'll post a link to the video over on our Facebook and Twitter when I get a moment to do that. There's not really much else to say about this, but except for, hey, this is what happens when you bomb
right.
people. Maybe that lesson does need to be repeated over and over again until people finally get it through their heads that stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. You don't just get to drop bombs on places and figure, well, we took care of that problem. No, no, the problem comes back. You've destroyed people's lives. You've destroyed people's families. They're going to turn against you. They're going to do everything they can with whatever remains in their life to try to end yours.
Right. And they're, you know, the advocates for, well, we just need to bomb them harder are basically saying we need to destroy their will to live. And we can do that with enough things that go boom.
You know, people who have their will to live destroyed have a somewhat common tendency, maybe not a majority, of going out with a bang, I guess. Doing one last crazy thing that they always wanted to do, but didn't want to because they knew that it would ensure their death.
And I think one of the things that's really interesting about this is this guy was a police officer.
Yes.
So it just goes to show that these politicians are not necessarily safe in the places where they think they're safe. I mean, this guy was one of the security guards around this man.
Right. And I've never actually seen either of the movies. There's Valkyrie and Inglourious Basterds that are both based off of, you know, a true story sort of thing to where there were plots to kill Hitler from within the German military.
Mm.
There probably was.
And, you know, of course, none of the plots actually wound up being carried out or succeeding. But, yeah, again, you know, just because, oh, it's a high-ranking general doesn't mean that he doesn't want to kill you.
Well, I mean, and people in government, well, not people in government, people in the violent side of government, so not like librarians and postmen, but like cops and senators and governors and world leaders, they kind of start to act like they're immortal.
Mm.
And it's, I mean, this applies on a domestic level, too. Like, the reason you're getting shot is because you're doing heinous things. If you're just sitting around building roads, which is your like number one go-to defense for existing,
right,
no one would be shooting you.
Exactly. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And I've got a related story. I was on RT.com yesterday and spotted a story about Saddam Hussein. We were talking about how blowback, the idea that you destroy things if the government destroys things in some other country, destroys people's lives, destroys their homes.
Or in its own country.
Or in its own country, sure. Then there's going to be blowback. There's going to be problems that come out of that. And according to an interview with Hussein's CIA interrogator, the CIA interrogator is saying if Saddam had remained in power, it's very unlikely ISIS would have risen. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but I also want to invite you to get your last-minute holiday Christmas shopping taken care of and do it with Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon. There's a Walmart link as well. There's Newegg. Also, you can hook up with some Omaha Steaks. You can get it all over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Of course, most people are heading over through the Amazon link. You get that, you know, amazingly fast shipping, incredible deals, and Amazon may not be a perfect company, but they get you stuff cheap, and it's the quality brands that you're usually looking for. So go and get your shopping done, whether it's for you or your loved ones this holiday season. Your purchases benefit Free Talk Live when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll talk about Saddam Hussein. Yeah, that's right. He's back in the news. Why is that? We'll get into it here in moments. First, we've got Rusty in Jasper, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. Hey, I just wanted to pick your brain about the the electoral, delegates. Mine was one of the ones that resigned in Texas for CD 36, Brian Bavin's district. And basically today, the governor Abbott tweeted out that there was a bill filed, and he's in favor of signing it into law where it kind of binds the delegates to basically cast their vote for the candidate. Kind of want to get your thoughts on that and just kind of hear your opinion. I don't know if you've already covered it or
the bill would bind the electoral voters to what they're supposed to vote for in Texas. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it would basically right now.
So what would be the penalty?
I think it would be an actual criminal penalty, like a misdemeanor, something like a fine.
Whoa. Across the country, Daryl, are there misdemeanor charges in any states that you know of for this?
Not that I know of. I do
so
know
there's
that
a financial penalty?
Correct.
Some places.
Some places have a financial penalty. Some places have no penalty.
In other places, some they can places, just reverse you and undo it.
Right. And in Minnesota and a few other states, they deem you to have resigned if you don't vote the correct way.
Well, isn't Texas one of those states that ranks misdemeanors and felonies? So misdemeanors can go up to 6 months. Generally speaking, there's some technicalities there, but misdemeanors can go up to 6 months. So that doesn't necessarily mean, because I think Texas does this, that it's...
Yeah, they do. It's A through D or something like that.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily...
felonies, too.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a Class A where you would be looking at 6 months. It might be something even less minor than that.
Class D with no jail time, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, but that's how it...
Are there violations in Texas? It's like here in New Hampshire, there's felony, misdemeanor, violation. Is there a violation-level offense in Texas?
I'm not for certain. There's election code law and things like that, but there's criminal and civil like everywhere else, but they do rank misdemeanors, and I think they rank felonies, too.
Because I do...
I don't think there is, because a guy I went to law school with said that he got pulled over for, or not pulled over, but stopped for a Class D misdemeanor for refusing to show ID, which wasn't even actually illegal. So it was, he had talked about things that would seem like a ticket to me, and that
they were
Class C or D misdemeanors, so
that
I don't think
familiar.
That Texas does.
That sounds familiar to me, because a couple years ago there was a news story about how Texas was handing out either Class C or D misdemeanors to students. Everything all right over there? You cleaning up the desk? Rusty?
No, I got some dogs, and they're going nuts. It's cold, so they're inside, and they're just...
It's cold. Right How now. Cold is it there in Jasper, Texas right now?
It's 38 probably now.
Okay, all right. That's pretty cold for Texas.
So I can see that cold.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I actually thought that he had one of those really loud keyboards, because I know people that have those.
So yeah, they were going after the students in these schools, like as young as elementary school, and charging them for like the most basic things that students do, like, you know, pulling down, you know, mooning somebody out of the back of the school bus or whatever, like stuff that a lot of people did as kids. They've been charging them with misdemeanors. And so when I saw that, I thought, wow, misdemeanor, that's pretty harsh. So maybe they have that low-level misdemeanor where it doesn't really face any kind of jail time, and it's equivalent to a violation.
If that's the case, and I don't know, because it could be, you know, a $10 fine, it could be 6 months in jail, I don't know. But if that's the case, then it's... Because these things are misdemeanors, but they're what people think of as tickets, and that's a more honest distinction in my mind. So if it's really the case where it's just a ticket, then it might not mean much.
And apparently, because I was trying to find this legislation, but didn't come across it, but in Oklahoma, it's a misdemeanor for an elector to vote against the statewide popular vote.
All right.
But I don't know what the penalty is, so it could be one of these, you know, like, it's a Class Z misdemeanor where $5 fine.
Rusty, anything else you want to share tonight?
With the whole thing, I don't think it's right to combine them. I think they should be able to make up their own mind. I know one delegate cast their vote for Ron Paul today in Texas, another for John Casey. So Ron Paul technically needs 269 more to be president. And that's a good thing.
Well, you can't just collect them over a span of years like that. So you have to get them all in.
Hey, Rusty, thanks for the call tonight. That would be funny, though, if you could cumulatively get enough electoral votes over a series of decades to actually...
So sort of like at Chuck E. Cheese. You just keep going back and collecting your tickets, and you don't have to cash them in each time you're there.
Yeah.
And then you cumulative. I've got 270 electoral votes. I'm president now.
Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yes, Melanie, I have 2 points I'd like to make about blowback. One of them involves a question. My father, who was an artillery officer and served in the godforsaken place of Germany at one time, killed a lot of Germans, and some of them completely innocent, of course. You know, women and children. He never wanted to do such a thing, and it broke his heart for the rest of his life.
But after the war, he spent many years in Germany, speaks fluent German, and has many a German friend of the same age that did the same thing he did, except they were firing at him and his comrades. And my father and all his comrades that served in World War II can't think of one incident of American soldiers ever being victims of blowback at the hands of angry German ex-Nazis. That's just a point. But my question about blowback, Melanie, to you is, if some angry person walked into that Liberdopian studio you're broadcasting from right now and engaged in the physical removal principle and emptied a Glock into both Ian and Daryl's heads and they were gone forever, and that person said, Allahu Akbar, like the guy did in Turkey today, that you made no mention of, because the reason why that guy did it has nothing to do with blowback, in my belief, not opinion, that is, Melanie. In my belief, he did it because he takes certain passages in the Quran literally, and literally believes that they're an inherent word of God, which he calls Allah, and Allahu Akbar. But your two people that you're sitting with didn't make any mention of that. But my point is...
Actually, we did talk about that.
My question is, you know, you talked about what Bill Coley had to say, and he didn't say anything about Allahu Akbar.
No, we actually did say that he said Allahu Akbar. I said that at the beginning of the story. And on top of that, we even played the audio of what he said.
I missed that. Anyway, because I didn't understand.
Well, so is there a question for Melanie?
My point is, yes, there is. But thanks for the clarification. Forgive me for having forgotten that you mentioned Allahu Akbar, which the guy screamed, chanted. Like all these guys that haven't come.
Well, I mean, we've mentioned it several times and played the video.
You have. My question to you, Melanie, again, is if you said Allahu Akbar as he wasted Ian and Daryl from the face of the earth and King New Hampshire would know how no longer it was infested by those two pigs, would you care about the motive at all? Would you care about the murderer being prosecuted to the full extent of the law and not care about his motive? But my point is the motives of every time these two douchebags talk about blowback.
All right, I think there was a question in there. Thanks for the call. We'll let Melanie respond to the question rather than just having him run.
Okay, yeah, so there wasn't really there was an ad hominem in the form of a question is what there was in there. People keep doing this weird thing where they have a commercial and a...
All right, hold that thought. Maybe we'll address it here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Something about what if someone came in here and murdered Daryl and I. You know, I don't know what the question was exactly, but we'll get Melanie's response here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 coming up. You take control here.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.